We're discussing the sugya here on Daf Samach. The machlokas between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe, which leads up to the machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rav Ada. So let's just go over some of the basics. As far as the tliya, in the case of a shoeles, she borrowed the garment, and now she gave it back, and the owner of the garment wears the garment, finds a kesem, and the question is, can she be told of the kesem on the borrower, on the shoeles? According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we have a principle called tolin es akilkul b'makulkal, which means that if the shoeles herself is tmeya, in other words, she had dam that came out of her goof, then we can assume that this kesem came from her. And Rebbe disagrees. Rebbe says no. The Gemara points out in the name of the Braisa that it all depends. What exactly is the case? If the case is a shomeres yom kineged yom berishon shalah, which means that this shoeles has to in any event wait till the end of the day. She's watching that day. Then clearly not only is she tmeya, but she loses nothing through this tliya. And that's going to be the case, says the Braisa, which there is no machlokas. Even Rebbe would agree that in this case, tliya is operative. Why? Because you're being told on someone who's already Mikul Keles, and she suffers nothing, there's no repercussions here in terms of her tumah. Her status is exactly identical. Where is there the machlokas between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel? That's in the case of Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom B'Sheni Shalah, which means she's already passed through the Shmira of the second day. She hasn't gone yet to Mikvah. Her status is Tmeah, but she can go to the Mikvah at any moment. So Reb Shimon Gamliel says in such a case that since she's Tmeya, she's Mikul Keles, and therefore Tolin is Akilkul B'Makulkul, and we can apply the principle of Tliya. In other words, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, as long as she hasn't gone to Mikveh yet, before the Tvila, since her status is that of a Tmeya, we apply the principle of Tliya. And Rebbe denies it. Rebbe says, wait a minute, she's already passed through the second day, she's ready to go to mikveh. If you're going to be tola, she's going to have to lose that day. She's going to count the next day. And since that, she'll suffer that kilkul, therefore we block the principle of tliya in this case. Now, the question we want to ask is, does Rebbe operate with the principle of tliya? From the fact that Rebbe is modeh in the case of Yom Rishon, as we said before, that would seem to indicate that Rebbe does embrace the halacha of tliya, tolan es akilkul b'makulkul, with the exception of a case where you're adding a kilkul. But if you're not adding a kilkul, like in the case of Yom Rishon, then Rebbe would agree that there is a din of tliya. So let's take, for example, the case of Shnei Shvilin, where one of the two was metame himself on that very day, meaning he's the Yom Rishon. He needs 7 full days with Hazoya, and then finally after the 7 days he's Tovel in order to retire himself. In such a case, Rebbe should be Modeh that there's Tliya. That's exactly identical, parallel to the case of Shomer's Yom Berishon Shalom, because there's no added Kilkul by being Tola on that person. And to our surprise, Rav Chisda says no. Rav Chisda says that in the case of Shnei Shvilin, Rebbe would disagree and would object to applying the principle of Tliya. And ostensibly that means even Biyom Rishon Shalah. Shalom. We'll call it Shalom in this case. That means that even in the case where there is no Kilkul, there's no Tosefes Kilkul on the through the Tliya, nevertheless, according to Rav Chisda, Rebbe would say there's no Tliya. Meaning, according to Rav Chisda, Rebbe rejected outright the halach of Tliya. But then, as Rav Ada objects, what is Rav Chisda going to do with the Braisa that says that Rebbe is Moda in the case of a Shomeres Yom B'Yom Rishon Shalah, meaning that he does embrace the shita of tli as long as there's no kilkul. And therefore, in the case of a tamei mes, Rav Ada says to Rav Chisda, certainly Rebbe should admit that there is halacha of tliya because there's no loss on Yom Rishon. He's going to count the same 7 days. Nothing is changed. So in this context, what we really have to understand is why, according to Rav Chisda, would Rebbe differentiate between the following two cases. Number one, Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom Barishon Shalah, where there's no kilkul, and there Rebbe is Modeh. It says so explicitly in the Braisa that there is Tliya. And the case, according to Rav Chisda, of Shnei Shvilin, where ostensibly even Barishon Shalah, if we make that assumption, there is no Tliya according to Rebbe. That's how Rav Chisda understands it. Banu, his language is Banu Lamachlokis Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel. And Rebbe again would object that there's no possibility of Tliya. Why isn't that the same? Why isn't it identical with Yom Rishon Shalom? In both cases, there's no additional kilkul. So here the Marsha was Medayig from Rashi, because Rashi, number one, makes no differentiation between Yom Rishon or any other day, meaning when, according to Rav Chisda, Rebbe denies Tliya in the case of Shnei Shvilin, Rashi has no qualification here. It would seem that Rashi would assume that there's no Tliya even if it's Yom Rishon Shalom, even though he loses absolutely nothing, that particular individual at Tamei. And furthermore, Rashi, Dibra Maskel, Elamishum Rebbe, I'm sorry, Elamishum Dechi Hadadi Ninu, Rashi says that there's a concept of, just 1 second, I'll just try to find the words for you. Rashi says, all right, I'll have to come back to the Rashi in just a minute. I just wanted to finish what we're saying. But anyway, Rashi says that there is some sort of halacha of a Mayan sasu, a Mayan pasuach. Meaning, if somebody could be kind enough just to close the door, it would help me because I get distracted. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Really appreciate it. And Rashi says the following, that fundamentally, and this really reflects the Shita of Rav Chisda, Rebbe rejects Tliya outright. Where does Rebbe accept Tliya? But again, it's not Tliya, if you remember our discussion of last week. It's a quasi or a similar borrowed term of Tliya. That's the case of Yom Rishon. Why? Because there she has a Mayan Pasuach, which means that she's already started seeing Dam. And halach of Tliya here is nothing more than the universal halach of Tliya that we've been discussing for so many months now, that if we have reason to attribute the Dam to X, Y, or Z, whatever it might be, let's say, for example, she went through a Shuk Shel Tabachim, or she has a Makkah, or there was Meirag Layim, or what other possibilities do we have, or there was a Makolas, right? All these different things that we used of Tliya. Here, the Bala Sachaluka could be Tole in this woman who has a Mayan Pasuach. Meaning, if there was a Kesem found, and there's a possibility of being told that this Kesem came from there, meaning from her, meaning from the borrower, because she has a Mayan Pasuach, then that is a classical application of the universal halacha of Tliya, which applies to Ksamim straight across the board. The Tumas Ksamim only applies when there is no Tliya, but here there's a very logical Tliya. Masha Enkein says, Rebbe, the Om Sheni Shalah, where she's already had the Shmira of the second day, there she's established a Mayan Isosum, and the proof of the pudding is that now she can be Tovels B'mikvah. It must be that the Chazok has changed. In such a case, there's no possibility of Tliya. Kutais, it comes out according to that logic, that that Rebbe rejects the halacha of Tolen es hakilkul b'makulkal, and therefore the case of Shnei Shvilin Rav Chisda makes absolutely sense that Rebbe would object to Tliya, because why should we assume that he went over the kever as opposed to him? I mean, they 50-50, go figure out who went over the, you know, the Shvil Sheyesh Bo kever. And therefore Rebbe would reject Halach of Tliya. So that's all fine and dandy according to the Ramban. The Ramban, and you'll see it here in the notes, if you want to find it again, I hope you still have the photocopies we gave out. This was the Ramban in number Chaf Beis, and I believe also in number Chaf Gimel. He keeps repeating this Ramban. And Chaf Aleph, Chaf Gimel, the Ramban is going to understand that according to Rav Chisda, Rebbe rejects the halach of Tolin Esatume B'Tome, and therefore in the case of Shnei Shvilin, Rebbe cannot tolerate the Din of Tliya. Where does Rebbe tolerate the Din of Tliya or activate the Din of Tliya? That's the, as we said before, the classical kind of Tliya that's based on Mayan Pasuach. That's going to be the Shita of Rashi and the Ramban. Now, in the context of Rashi and the Ramban, we begin to ask the following question. What do we do with Rav Ada? Rav Ada says that Rebbe would be moda that this Tliya in the case of Shnei Shvilin, no different than the case of Shomer Siyom B'Rishon Shalah. Just like Rebbe was moda that this Tliya in Shomer Siyom B'Yom Rishon Shalah, he's moda that is clear in the case of Shnei Shvilin. Now, in the case of Yom Rishon Shalah, we said it was Mayan Pasuach, according to the Ramban. That has no parallel in the case of Shnei Shvilin. In Shnei Shvilin, it's purely Tliya, Tolin Esatuma B'Tame. How then can Rav Ada accept and extend the halach of Tliya to Shnei Shvilin in the context of Rebbe? Does everybody have the question? Okay. So what we're going to have to say then, that according to Rav Ada, clearly Rebbe does accept Halach of Tliya. Where does Rebbe argue with Rav Shimon Gamliel? That's only to what extent can we apply the Halach of Tliya? Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel is willing to apply the Halach of Tliya anytime that there's somebody who's Tameh. That's called Tolinasa Kilkul Bimakulkal. Rebbe has the following restriction, the following limitation rule. You can only be Tole Bimakulkal if you're not being Makalkin. And that's where Rebbe makes the distinction between Yom Rishon and Yom Sheni in the case of Shomer Siyom. We're going to have to make the same parallel distinction in the case of Tomei in Shnei Shvilin. That if the Shomer Siyom is the Yom Rishon Shalah, therefore, number one, she's Tmeh. Number two, she loses nothing through the Tliya. That's where Rebbe is Moda. And therefore, we can be Tola, and we will be Tola, even according to Rebbe, Kilkul B'Makulkal. And we're not being Makalkil Yoser. And why is that? Because she's a Shomer Siyom B'Yom Rishon Shalom. Then we're going to have to insist that in the case of Shnei Shvilin, we're talking about Yom Rishon Shalom. What would be if he's up to the third day, for example, and now if you're going to be Tola, he's going to have to start counting the 7 days from the start, so he loses 3 days. That would be a case where Rebbe could not tolerate Tliya. And therefore, we're going to have to insist that Rav Ada, when he says that Rebbe is Moda in the case of Shnei Shvilin, similar to the case of Shomer Siyom B'Yom Rishon Shalah, Rav Ada is assuming that the Tomei case is the case of Yom Rishon. That's what comes out according to the Ramban. So let's just give an overview of the Ramban the way we understand it, and that you'll see summarized here in Chaf Aleph, the beginning of Chaf Beis, and Chaf Gimel. And that is that according to Rav Chisda, the Ramban would insist that Rebbe never accepted the halacha of Tolin as a kalkala v'makulkal. And therefore, in the case of Yom Sheni Shalah, Rebbe says there's no possibility of Tliya. Therefore, in the case of Shnei Shvilin, there's no possibility of Tliya. What about Yom Rishon Shalah? Says the Ramban, that's your classical application of the universal Tliya, which means that we have logical reason to attribute this Dam to X, Y, or Z. In this case, to the Rishon, the Shoelas, because she had a Mayan Pasua Kityom Rishon Shalah. And then the Ramban is going to have to assume in Rav Ada's frame of reference that Rebbe extends the din of Tliya even to the case of Shnei Shvilin, even though there's no logical reason to assume that it was him, the Tomei, who went down this... He has no tendency, so to speak, or proclivity, whatever the word is, to be Matami himself. You know, he's as careful as anyone else, but it happened to be that somebody died in his Oa. So why should we assume that he walked through the shvil that has a kevar on it? So Kointer of Ada, the halach of Rebbe, is tolin as a kilkul b'makul kol shavu. Rebbe did embrace that shita. He was unwilling to extend it to the case of Yom Sheni in the Shomer Shavu, because there you're adding a kilkul. You can't add a kilkul. But in the case of Tomei, which is apparently Yom Rishon Shalom, then since you're not adding and enhancing his kilkul, then Rebbe would accept the halacha of Tol. So Ad Kan Ramban. And this is probably the sheet of Rashi as well. Again, I owe you a Rashi inside, but Rashi says that in the context of Rav Chisda, at least, we assume that Rebbe is operating with some sort of chazaka that she's going to be Ro'adam. And that's the difference in Yom Rishon, where she has such a chazok of Ro'adam, whereas in Yom Sheni, through the Shmira, she's already changed her Mayan, her chazok, to a chazok she'ena Ro'adam. Now, before we go on to Shitas HaTosfos, let's just point out that according to the Ramban, we can begin to understand the Gemara's Safek. Boy, b'nei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda bar Levi, ma'u litlos kesem b'kesem. So that you'll find on Daf Samach Omer Aleph, approximately, shall we say, 15 lines up from the bottom of the page. And the Gemara analyzes the following: Aliva de Rebbe loti boilecha. Hashta hasam de kachazim migufa amrit ena tola hacha de mi alma kaasi lo kolshkein kiti boilcha liba de Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel hasam u de kachazim migufa talya hacha de mi alma kaasi lo talya dilma lo shna. So the Gemara points out that this entire suffix of Rabbi Yochanan about Tolin Kesem B'Kesem is only applicable to Reb Shimon Gamliel, but not according to Rebbe. Rebbe rejects Tliya even in the case of a Zava, again a Zava Ketana, although she certainly had Dam Migufa. A Zava Ketana is a woman who definitely had Dam Migufa Min HaMokar, and yet Rebbe rejects Tliya. How much more so would Rebbe reject Tliya in the case of Kesem? Because there she didn't even have Dami Gufa. Maybe she did have Dami Gufa, maybe she didn't have Dami Gufa. We don't know. The suffix of Rabbi Yochanan was in the framework of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel accepts the halach of Tliya on a woman who at least we can say about her with certainty that she had Dam Yotze Migufa Min HaMokar. Mashaykin, in the case of Kesem, we don't have that certainty. And therefore she's Tmeya but Midin Suffolk. She's not Tmeya Midin Vadai. When does Rav Shimon Gamliel allow for Tliya in a Tamei? That's only a Tamei Vitoras Vadai, but not a Tamei Vitoras Suffolk. So if we were learning Derech Halima, this would be an excellent case of distinguishing between Toras or Din Vadai and Din Suffolk. Now, I think that this Gemara fits in very beautifully according to the Ramban. Because according to the Ramban, Rebbe rejects the din of Tliya. let's go according to Rav Chisda, at least according to Ramban. And we only apply the din of Tliya according to Rebbe in a Mayim Pasuach case. And the Gemara is wondering whether or not we can consider a Balas Kesem and classify her as Mayim Pasuach, because since we don't even know if the Dam came Migufa, how can you say that she has a Mayim Pasuach and then go ahead and be Tola? Again, that works in very well according to Rav Chisda. So according to Rav Chisda, when the Gemara rejects this suffix of Rabbi Yochanan within the framework of Rebbe, it's absolutely convincing that in Rebbe there's no room, there's no havamina that we could be Tola Kesem the Kesem, because how are you going to establish a Mayim Pasuach? Only in the case of Yom Rishon Shalot does she have a Mayim Pasuach, because we know that she had Dam Yotzeis Min HaMokar, but not in the case of Kesem. But Rebbe, who holds that there is a din of Tolin as a kilkul b'makulka, and has nothing to do with a mayan pasuach. Haraya, we're talking even in the case of Yom Sheni Shalom, which is a mayan sasum, and for that matter, it would even apply in a case of a zava gdol who counted Zion Nikiyim, and she just hasn't gone to mikveh yet. So she certainly has a mayan sasum. She had Zion Nikiyim. She hasn't seen Dam in Amokah for Zion Yomim. She's about to jump into the mikvah. So you're going to tell me that she has a mayan pasuach? Nevertheless, Rav Shimon Gamliel activates the principle of Tolin es hakilkul b'mekulkul. Ah, so now we have to analyze Kesem. Balas Kesem, she is mekulkul. She has a din of Tumah. However, her tumah is a tumah sofek, it's not a tumah bada, and that's where the Gemara is mistah. My only question would be, according to the Ramban, can this sugya work out according to Rav Ada? And I would think not, because according to Rav Ada, everything boils down to a different issue, whether you're adding to the kilkul. Meaning, according to Rav Ada, even Rebbe embraced the principle of Tolin as a kilkul b'mekulkul, and therefore he applies it even to Shnei Shvilin. The only question was, are you adding anything to the status of Tumah? Well, in the case of Kesem, I don't see why you're adding anything. You know, the din of Kesem is identical to the din of, again, albeit bin Rabbanah, but identical to the din of a Tmeah, and all the dinim kick in. So why are we adding anything? So Rebbe also should be able to activate the principle of Tli. If the Gemara is willing to say that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel would activate the din of Tli, then Rebbe could also activate the din of Tli. Because according to Rav Ada, in the Ramban's frame of reference, the only objection that Rebbe raises to the law of Tli is in a case where you're adding a kilkul. But if you're not adding a kilkul, then Rebbe also embraces the halacha of Tliya. So I would submit to you that certainly according to the Ramban, this entire sugya of Bar Minei Rabbi Yochanan reflects the framework of Rav Chisda and not Rav Ada. That's what I have for you so far. So again, just to summarize, the Ramban is saying that the din of Tliya, according to Rebbe, depends upon Mayim Pasuach, and if there's no Mayim Pasuach, there's no Tliya. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that there's a din of Tolin es hakilkul mekulkul as long as she's Tmeah. So let's say, for example, that's how I wanted to reiterate what we said before, if you have a case of a Zava Gedola, she counted already Zayin Nikiyim, she didn't go to Mikveh yet, so according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, there would be a din of Tliya because she's Tmeah. Whereas according to Rebbe, there's no din of Tliya because she's a Mayan, is a Mayan Sosum. Again, according to Rav Ado, we could also square with this and say that according to Rebbe, this question of Tosefes Kilkul, there's a tremendous Tosefes Kilkul this case when she's going to have to be Soseris called Zion and start from Zionikium from the get-go. and therefore Rebbe would reject the din of Tliya. So again, why would Rebbe reject the din of Tliya in the case where she counted already Zayin Nikiyim? The Zohar Gadola counted Zayin Nikiyim, she hasn't gone to Mikveh yet. So you have two answers to that question. According to the Ramban, in Rav Chisda, the answer is because she has a Mayan Sosum and not a Mayan Pasua. According to Rav Ada, it's because the Tosef is Kilkum. Rav Shem Gamliel, on the other hand, holds that there's a din of Tolin as a Kilkum and Kukul, even if there is a Tosef is Kilkul, and therefore, in the case of Zayin Nikiyim, she already counted Zayin Nikiyim, she hasn't gone to Mikveh, there would be a din of Tliya. She's going to have to start counting from scratch. Never, you know, I cry for her, but that's what halacha is, and that's how Tliya works. Now, I'm just wondering, what happens in the case of Yosheves al Dam Tar, right after Leda? So I don't know, is that called Mayim Pasuach or not? Let's assume that that's not called Mayim Pasuach, right? So then when the Gemara says that Mode Rebbe Veshavim Shetolim Bishomeres Yom Kineg Yom Yom Rishon Shol Yosheves Al Ya Al Dam Toar, so how do we understand Yosheves Al Dam Toar? See, it fits in much better according to Rav Ada, because Rav Ada says the barrage, the parameter is whether or not there's a Tosefes Kilkul. Here there's no Tosefes Kilkul, because let's say the Dam itself after 7 days for a Zohar is already Dam Tor, so nothing changes over here, and even if you tell me that was a Dam, she's still Tahora. But I'm wondering, according to Rav Chisda, that Rebbe's Halacha of Tliya is based on Mayan Pasuach, then you're going to have to assume, which I find a little bit difficult, honestly, and we'll have to come back to this point to iron it out, that a Yosheves al Dam Tor has a Mayan Pasuach. See, in the case of Basula Shedomer Tahorin, there I would assume that she has a Mayan Pasuach. Again, why? When I say a Mayan Pasuach, I don't mean that literally. I know, Rabbi, you're objecting to that. I don't mean Mayan Pasuach in the sense that there's Dam coming out of a Mok or Chas V'Shalom. That's antithetical to the whole din of Basula. What I mean is that for 4 days or whatever the halach is, you have to iron, you know, Sugya Tzuvus and all that, she is still bleeding. And if she's bleeding, then certainly there's a logical justification for Tliya. So again, if now we have two categories of Tliya according to Rebbe in the framework of the Ramban and Rav Chisda. Number one, we have Tliya B'mayim Pasuach. And number two, we have a Besula Kolzman She Lo Kolzman She Hamakach Chaisa, meaning that it's still alive and well. Whatever that is, 4 days, 7 days, whatever, Ayin Shom, right? As far as Dam Torah is concerned, that's a little bit confusing, and I want to come back to that. I didn't get a chance to research that maybe her status is that of a Mayan Pasua for that period of time, just the Torah was Matayra Adam. And if the Torah was Matayra Adam, then at least according to Rav Ada, we could say that there's no kilkul, and therefore there's tliya. According to Rav Chisda, she has a mayan pasuach, and therefore she's subject to tliya. She lends herself to tliya. So we'll come back to that point about Dam Torah just a few minutes. So last thing we covered on Yom Revi'i, I guess, which reminds me, by the way, this Wednesday there's going to be a little bit of a change. I have to apologize. Again, only if it interests you. I'm not in any way insulted if you don't come. I'm just devastated. But we're going to have a shiur for the 3 weeks. I want to give a shiur for the 3 weeks. We're having some guests coming in. I hope they'll join us. And I couldn't expect them to get involved in a sugya which is boggling my mind after weeks. You know? So I decided to shift the subject matter just for this one Wednesday. Again, it doesn't affect anything long term.
Same time.
And if you be at 12:15, what time do we meet on Wednesday?
11:45.
So make it 12:15. Make it 12:15, because I'll need a little bit more time after my early shiur to to prepare for the 3 weeks. Okay, we'll try to get some concept of what Avelus is during the 3 weeks. So that's going to be Yemirtz Hashem B'li Neder on Wednesday at 12:15. Okay, I haven't announced that to anyone yet, so you're the first to hear it. It's breaking news. Like, really, you know, this is in Arutz Sheva, this would be on news briefs. You know? It's really big stuff. Now, I have a note here which I don't remember exactly which se'if in the shach I wanted to write. I can't even read it. It seems to be sif kad mem ches. Let's see. Again, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but maybe this shach will add something to our understanding. Again, in the Friedman edition, it's here on page kuf chaf beis, and it says like this. Bodka Chaluka, this is Shulchan Aruch himself. Bodka Chaluka upashtaso umetzau tohor vishil chavrita. So again, she has a garment that she knows is has no stains on it. She gave it, she lent it out. Vilavsha, and her friend wore it. And then he says, umatza bo kesem harishona tahora vehashnia tmeya. Again. Let me just read a little bit. Vital lavsha chaluka bodek la upashtasa v'shilasa liyisraelis nida olegaya. Okay. Is then achikach nimtzebo kesem tolevo. So the mechaber has two cases of tlia here. In the case of a shoeles, he's got the case of a Yisraelis nida. On that, the shach comments dafka nida v'nochris. Okay, I stopped prematurely, but he also has the case of nochris mishum shetolin hakalkola bimakul kelis. Now, I'm not sure exactly what is going on over here in the shach, because one way of learning the shach is to say the shach is paskening like Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's assuming that the mechaber paskens like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the reason for tliya here is because of tolin hakalkol b'mekulkelis. I would just offer another possibility here, but I don't know how to fit it into the shach, that the reason why the Mechaber applies tliya here could be according to Rebbe, even without the halach of tolin kalkol mukulkels, because a nida has a mayim pasuach. And the proof that I want to adduce to this is, it says here, O legoya shehigia zman liros. Now, Rashi seems to indicate that in the Mishnah on Nun Tesamid Beis that you could be told on a Goya who borrowed the Chalok because she's always Tmeya. But the Mechaber adds these three words, Shehigia Zman Aliros. Now, where did he get this from? I'm not sure yet. Maybe the Sugya will clarify that, but it sounds to me like the Mechaber is working on Mayona Pasuach. You with me? That if Rebbe, if let's just, again, I'm making a bunch of premises here, but premise number one is that we're going to pass like Rebbe. That itself is complicated, as I mentioned a few weeks ago, that do we pass like Rebbe against Rav Shimon Gamliel? Usually we pass like Rebbe against one Tana. But Rav Shimon Gamliel might be the exception to that rule. Okay, a father-son relationship. Okay, fine. But let's assume we pass in like Rebbe, which is certainly the Rambam sheet and maybe the Mechaber sheet. If we pass like Rebbe, then how could the Mechaber activate the principle of Tliya? So the shach writes, because Tolan HaKelkula B'Mekul Kelis, that's going to be very difficult if we pass in like Rebbe, because Rebbe, theoretically at least, meaning according to the Ramban and Rav Chisa, rejects the whole concept of Tolan as a Kalkolim Kukes. Perhaps we could offer an alternative suggestion that the Mechaber is passing like Rebbe. There is no Tolin Kalkol Mekukels, but there's Halacha Mayim Pasua. And basically, these cases of a Nida and a Nocher Shehiyaz Manu Liros fit into the category of Shomer Yom Yom Rishon Shalom, which means that she has a Mayim Pasua, and that's the Din of Taliyah. So let me just see if by chance the Taz is going to comment on this. The Taz is Sifkot and Lamed Aleph. Let's see if I find that.
Why is a Goya called a Kukelis when there's no Kilkum by a Goya? She's not half. Doesn't have to be.
No, her status is a Tmeya, meaning if you come in contact with a Goya, you actually contract Tumah. So there's no, and certainly she's Tumah Labayla, so to speak, in terms of Din Yisrael. So therefore, you don't, number one, you're not being Makalkil her. The fact that she has a Kesem is Labayla Lomorid in Hilchus Nachris. But that's irrelevant in Rav Chisda's frame of reference, the way we're presenting it now in the Ramban. But perhaps we could suggest that we're talking about Higiyas Mana Liros, which means we have logical reason, compelling reason, statistically, to believe that this dam that she finds now, the Israelis, was emitted, if there's such a word, by the Nachris. Now, I was hoping that maybe the Taz would come to my rescue, but I have to admit that he's on the same page as the Shach, so that doesn't help me much. And he says, Vatam, why is there a din of Tlia here? He says, Kahid the Simon Kuf Yud Aleph. Okay, unfortunately, I didn't bring in Kuf Yud Aleph into the classroom, so I have to go back to the base mention and get Simon Kuf Yud Aleph. And that's Dina Yisra Veheter. And there we say that we have Halach of Tolin Esa Yisra Ba'Yisur B'midi Drabban. It's like, for example, Truma Drabban, you don't know if the Truma Drabban fell into Chulin or it fell into the Truma. You can assume it fell into the Truma and be Matir the Chulin because you're dealing with Truma Drabban. I'm not sure that that's the case in Kuf Yud Aleph, but I'm just saying, let's say you have Nevela, and you don't know if Nevela fell into another part of Nevela or fell into a part of Basar or Shchuta, then you could be Tola if the Isur would be only the Rabban. If you had Nevela the Rabban, let's say it was a Ben Tkua or something like that, right? So I'm just pointing out that both the Shach and Taz are apparently applying the din of Tolin Es hakilkul b'makulkul, which means, in my mind, if we're on in the Ramban's turf, that the Mechaber is paskening like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now, the other alternative would be to say that Enochinami, the Mechaber, paskens like Rebbe, but he paskens like Rebbe the way Rav Ada understood Rebbe, which would mean that Rebbe does embrace this principle called Tolenes HaKilkul Mekulkul as long as you're not adding any Tosefes Kilkul. And therefore, both in the case of Nida and in the case of Nochris, there's no Tosefes Kilkul. And maybe that's what the Taz means over here at the beginning of Lamed Aleph when he says the Nida of Nochris Ein Bahu Kilkul. So again, I don't know what he means by Ein Bahu Kilkul. Does he mean because they're both Tmeos, or does he mean because nothing changes in that status of Tumah, and you're not adding any Tumah? That's, I don't know. If he means Ein Bahu Kilkul means there's no additional Kilkul through this Tliya, then we could introduce Rebbe according to Rav Ada's understanding of Rebbe. In any event, if you give me just a minute, I would like to bring your Yoredeya Kuf Yud Aleph.
If you're going with no Tumah, you should come some.
No.
I don't know why he's bringing that in the cloud. There's no Tumah's Nita by a different type of Tumah.
You want to close the door on your way out? Okay, let's just see what we have here in Kuf Yud Aleph. Hilchus Tarovos, let's see. Oh, Shtei Kederos, Achashal Heter, V'Achashal Isur, ulefonot shtei chatichos achas shel heter viachas shel isur. Im a chaticha he isur drabbanon kegon. Okay, he gives very sophisticated examples of an isur drabbanon shuno shel gid. So then is naflu elu tok elu mutarim shalanu tolin lomar ha isur naflu tok isur vaheter lutok heter. So you can look at this if you have any spare time. And basically what we're saying is that the Mechaber passing is the din of Tliya, even though there's no logical reason for Tliya, in any Issur D'Rabban. So that would mean that if we're talking about a woman finding a Kesem, that would be in the worst case scenario a Tumah D'Rabban, an Issur D'Rabban. And therefore we could apply the din of Tliya of Tolin Esakilkul B'Mekulkul. And clearly the Taz, by sending us to Simon Kuf Yud Aleph, here in Kuf Tzadi, is indicating that the Mechaber accepts the din of Tolan Esakilkul B'Mekulkul B'Issur D'Rabbanan, even if there's no logical reason why we should do so. Which again means one of two things. Either we're passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel, or we're passing like Rebbe according to Rav Ada, as long as, with that proviso, that there's no Tosefis Kilkul. So if you have Iser mixed in here and you add another Iser, there's nothing lost. Or if you have a woman who's already Tmeya, let's say Biyom Rishon Shalah, and you add another Tumah of a Kesem, it doesn't change her status whatsoever, and therefore we could, even according to Rebbe, we could apply the din of Tumah. So again, we have to work out this Shach and Taz and see exactly where they're holding here in this whole suit. Okay. Now what we left off on Yom Revi of last week was the Mishnah Lamelech. So let's go over the Mishnah Lamelech with the Chazon Ish, and we'll see what we can get from all this. The Mishnah Lamelech again is in Perek Tes, Halacha Chav Tes of Hilchas Isurei Bia. And he says the following, that in the case of a Zava Gdola, or in the case of Nida, the Halach of Tliya only applies in the middle of the counting. So it's a Nida somewhere in the middle, between the beginning and the end, and it's a Zava somewhere in the middle between the beginning and the end. However, if she has already completed Hashivas Yomim, whether it's Zayin Nikim in the case of a Zava Gdola or it's Zayin Yemei Nidus in the case of a Nida, in both cases, we will not apply the principle of Tliya. Why not? Because Tuma Rishona Paka, the original Tuma is gone, and therefore by applying Tliya, you are creating a new Tuma that doesn't exist. You'll ask me if the first tomb is gone, so is she allowed to have a relationship with her husband? Obviously not. She needs tefillah. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, that's a separate din, that she's tmeya and she needs tefillah. But the original tumah is gone. In other words, the tumah's nida, the tumah's zava, only extends 7 days. Beyond 7 days, there is no such thing as nida and zava. She needs tefillah. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, that's because of her brand new tumah. Correct? Now you're telling me that she's tmeah because of this kesem, right? Because the owner of the chalok found a kesem after she wore it when it was returned to her, and now we're attributing that to the shoeles. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, we cannot possibly attribute it to the shoeles because her original tumah is gone. The premise that underlies the mechanics of Tliya is that you're being told as a kilkul b'makulko with somebody who's tummy. There is no somebody who's tummy over here. So the Chazon Ish has the kasha. Rabbi Sachnowitz answers this kasha, but let's hear the kasha of the Chazon Ish. And that was, what about the din of Shnei Shvilin? There too, says the Chazon Ish, it's a Tumah Chadasha, and yet the Gemara equates the two. The analogy of the Gemara the underlying logic of the analogy of the Gemara assumes that you could be tola on a tummy. Now, that tummy that you want to be tola on, walked into a hospital, as we called it, has nothing to do with this shvil that he went on. So it's a whole different tumor. So Rav Sachtman said he wasn't impressed with the Chazanish because really you're not being mechadish a new tumor. Until he finishes his Ayin Yomim, I don't care how many different mesim he came in contact with, it's not a new tumor. So I was thinking that the machlokas here between the Chazanish and Rabbi Sachnowitz is totally in the following. Here's the note that I wrote myself. I said the following is, the mess is the source of the tumor. And one could say that every mess is a new metame. On the other hand, forget about the mess, let's look at the person, the gavra, not the cheft of the mess, but the gavra who's tame. Nothing changes when he comes in contact with the second mess. So I don't know whether to define this as a new tumor or it's the old tumor. If my barometer is the metame, meaning the source of tumor, then one could argue, as the Chazanish argues, it's a new tumor. But if you're arguing from the perspective of the tumas agavra, you don't intensify his tumor as a result of the fact that he came in tumay and got it with another tumor. So here, Abosai, the truth is to really analyze this, I'm just pulling the wool over your eyes as if I know what I'm talking about. I don't know beans about what I'm talking about. And anyone who knows something about olos and about tumas mes will probably laugh at what I just said, because you really have to know all those inside out for this. You know, if a person contracts two tumors from two different mesim, and then he was mitaira himself from one mess, and he didn't know about the other mess, and you know whether or not he needs another taira. I mean, you really, I don't know if any of you here have gone through. I remember I was in Ovel, and I took upon myself during Shloshin to learn all those. That was the only time in my life that I rejected, that I had regret about a mitzvah that I took upon myself. I pushed, couldn't sleep nights, because I had to finish by the 30 days of the Yahrzeit and of the Shloshim, and there was no way, no how. And I got a hold of this, you know, this English translation of Mishnah's Blackman or something
sure,
like that.
Sure, sure.
Man, I think I understood the Hebrew better than the English. So again, if you own the Blackman, means first of all you're dating yourself. You're probably my age bracket, but secondly, try it. Maybe you'll understand it. He made Olos even more complicated than it was, and it's pretty complicated as is. They say that Reb Chaim, whenever he was overcome with the fear of death, he used to learn Olos. You got to be a brisker for this. And he used to put himself into a state of simcha because he would be mechadish chidushim in Tumas Mes, and that got him out of the depression thinking about death. You remember that? The Rav tells the story in the Ish Halacha. Now, again, I learned Olos and I got depressed because I didn't understand the word. But Reb Chaim, 40% of the Sefer, I think it's on the table here. This is still on the table, Reb Chaim al Rambam. Anyway, 40% of the Sefer is on Tumas Mes. My friend Rabbi Ilson learned Olos, as he did most of the shots. And he told me that the Radziner, I don't know if you're in the Radziner Rebbe, he was an expert in Tchelos, but he was also an expert in Olos. He said the following: all the ideas that you need are in the Radzina, but the Ankus, you'll only find the Reb Chaim. That's what he said. In any event, so that's what we're saying as far as the Mishnah of Melech is concerned, and what we want to learn today is the Levush, and we're going to try to figure out the relationship between the Levush and the Mishnah of Melech. Now, before we do that, let's just review Shitas HaTosfos. First of all, where is this Tosfos? The Tosfos is here on Daf Samach Amud Aleph. Dibra Maskel Tomei Vitar Shaholchu B'Shnei Shvilim. So Tosfos wants to understand this interdependence that is postulated by Rav Chisda between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel in the case of Shomeres Yom and Shnei Shvilim. What's the case of Shnei Shvilim? Says Tosfos, Miman Afshach, it makes no sense. Why? If it's a case of tliya on a tamei who's already passed his 7 days. They did everything. They did the hazoyos, counted the 7 days have passed. Now he's ready for tvila, and now you want to be tol on him. So then we don't understand Rav Ada, because Rav Ada is going to say that even Rebbe would accept tliya in this case, but that's terrible. That's impossible, because then he's got to start from scratch. He's got to throw out all the 7 days and count another 7 days, because he went through the shvil and traversed the mess. And if you're going to tell me that it's on Yom Rishon Shalo, it's on the first day of his tumah, then we don't understand Rav Chisda, who says that Rebbe would reject tliya. Why would Rebbe reject tliya in the case of Yom Rishon? I'm sorry. Yeah, in the case of Yom Rishon, Rebbe accepted tliya, and that's Lehedja and the Braisa. So therefore, Yom Rishon, there is no machlokas between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe. Rebbe also accepts tliya, and therefore, how could Rav Chisda say that Rebbe would reject tliya in the case of Yom Rishon? So based on this, Tosfos comes up with the only option that he has in mind. That what's the case? Is it's lo myri b'tomi shekvar safar zayin. It's lo myri b'yom rishon. But what's the case? The case is just fine. Trying to find the language of Tosfos. New, help me out here, Rabosai. Elamairi, here it is. Betame shesofar ktsas. Okay. He doesn't go into detail. Let's just throw out a hechetimsa possibility. Let's say count to 3 days. So Rav Chisda holds that in this case, Rebbe would say that we cannot apply the din of tliya. Why? Because on that miktas, he's got a kilku. Says the Marsha, you see clearly that Tosis understood this sugya of Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel as referring to tolin es hakilkul bimakulkal. How far do we extend that principle? Does it apply even in a case where someone is in the middle? A full-fledged kilkul, they will not suffer. A no kilkul at all is also rejected, but there's a partial kilkul, and the machlokus between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, according to Rav Chisda, is in this partial kilkul. Do we view it as a kilkul or not? Meaning a Tosefta's kilkul. So that again, in a case where he's on Yom Rishon, is then Tosfos insists Kuli Amalo Pligi, even Rebbe would agree that there is Tliya, because there's no Tosefta's Kilkul. In a case of Yom Shvi, then Rebbe would certainly say that we cannot apply the Din of Tliya because there's a tremendous Kilkul, the most radical and profound Kilkul, starting from scratch. Rav Shimon Gamliel, on the other hand, accepts the principle of tolin es hakilkul mekulkal absolutely, even if there is a Tosefta's kilkul. Now we have the issue of Rav Chisda and Rav Ada. What are they battling about? What would Rebbe say in the case of miktas kilkul? For example, the tamei mes is up to day 3. According to Rav Chisda, miktas kilkul is a kilkul, and therefore Rebbe would not apply the principle of tliya, and that's what Rav Chisda means when he says banu l'machlokas bein Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe. Rav Ada, on the other hand, says that this is like a case of Yom Rishon, because the kilkul is still limited. What do I mean? The kilkul is still limited. It's only 2 or 3 days. And that's not considered a full-fledged kilkul, and therefore, according to Rav Ada, Rebbe could accept the din of tliya. Sfir leil Rav Chisda, says Tosis, dila Rebbe afilu b'sofer tzas eina tola, meaning that that's considered a kilkul. Rav Ada dekomar mein afkalei mina lo kari hefset. He thinks that's not called a kilkul, a hefset. Kevin dolo sasra kol. Then Tosfos asks the question, what are we going to do with Sofer Zion, Shelo Tovla. Why did the Braisa speak about Rav Shimon Gamliel? Let's read it again. Tarabonon Tola Bishomeres Yom Kinegid Yom Bisheni Shalo Bisoferes Shiva Shalo Tovla. I mean, the truth is, if this Braisa is presenting the machlokes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe, then Rebbe is going to reject Tlia, even if she hasn't counted all Shiva. Even if she's counted part of the Shiva, that's also a kilkul, and Rebbe would refuse to accept Tlia. That's the way Rav Chisda saw Rebbe. So why did you mention Sofer's Shiva? The answer is to teach you the Chiddush of Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Rav Shimon Gamliel is willing to apply Tlia even if the most profound kilkul will force the woman now, the borrower, right, to start from scratch. So that's Shitas HaTosfos. Okay, so we're up to the Levush. But my mind started getting distracted for a sec, because I think, give me a minute or two, Ravosa, I think I may have forgotten something important. I know I forgot something, I just can't figure out what I forgot. That's what I wanted to point out. According to Tosfos, the way the Marsha elaborates, the machlokes in Rebbe between Rav Chisda and Rav Adar revolves around a mitzas kilkul. How do we classify a mitzas kilkul? But take a look at Rashi. Again, we've emphasized over and over again that Rashi is not like Tosfos. Here's another example. Rashi dibra mashil elo mishum dechi adodi ninu. Now, according to Tosfos' shita, when Rav Ada yells and screams at Rav Chisda, elo mishum dechi adodi ninu, what he's pointing out is that this is not a kilkul, ki hadadi ninu. Correct? This is not considered a kilkul. And therefore Rebbe should accept Tlia even in the case of Shnei Shvilin, because that's not considered a kilkul. But if you look at Rashi, there's nothing to that effect. Rashi says that when does Rebbe reject Tlia? Says Rashi, again this is all in Rav Ada, Mishum dechi adodinim shteyen hein becheskas tara hashomeres yom b'sheni shalah. That's the machlokas Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. So she's already completed Hashmira on the second day. Ru'uyo litvol kol shah shetirtze. Rashi, you can hear already that Rashi's saying a shtickle Torah. Rashi's saying that she can go to the mikveh whenever she wants. Kevan shesofra shahachas. Now here's the punchline. Rashi drops a bomb over here. He says, Hilkach, ein kan tumah. It sounds a little bit like the Mishnah Lamelech. Meaning, Rashi seems to be saying that if the only thing she's lacking is tefillah, then ain't kan tumah. And therefore, what's the premise of Tlia? Shetucha litlospa is she's tmea and she's tahora. No, it's not so. She's also tahora. Ain't kan tumah. And therefore you have no possibility of tliya. So again, whereas Tosus would insist in Rav Adah that the reason why there's no possibility of tliya according to Rebbe is because there's already a mixas kilkul, Rashi seems to assume that the reason why there's no possibility of tliya is because we define that person as tahora. Again, the only thing I have a problem with is how is Rashi interpreting the case of Shnei Shvilin? I don't know. Are we talking about Shnei Shvilin in which he's at the end of his seventh day, and that's why Rebbe would reject it? That's lechora the way Rav Adah is going to say it, according to Rashi. What do you say? Berashi mashma shebetame is ein kilkul bechlal. Vafilu hachi nechleku Rav Chizdo v'Rav Adah l'Rebbe ain't in l'Rebbe yesh nintli ain't in tli v'kosav Rashi she'ain kan tuma. What it means is that Rashi's interpreting Rav Adah that Rebbe is mode that Yitole atame petame, but in Shomer Siyom v'Sheni Shalom, or in the case of Soferes Shivas Yomim, and she already was Shomeres Soferes Shivas Yomim, Nechsheves L'Tahora, Kevan Shaviyodet Litbal, the fact that she just has to go into the mikvah, therefore she's considered a Tahora. Whereas Rav Chizda is of the opinion that since she hasn't been Toveles, she's still a Tmeya, and now the question is, can we be Tola? And the answer is, well, it all depends if the second one is already a Mekul Kelis or not a Mekul Kelis. So Rav Chizda says in the case of Yom Sheni Shalah, she's not a, you are creating a Kilkul, and in Yom Rishon, you're not creating a Kilkul. In the case of Tomei Mes, it all depends upon Miktas, you know, Miktas Kilkul, and whether it is considered Kilkul or not. So I just want to lay that out there, that we have here a Svar and Rashi, which we never really confronted, and that is that if a woman has already passed Hashmira period, whether it's Zovah Ketana in the case of Shomer Siyom, or in the case of Zovah Gedola after Zayin Yomim, Rashi holds that if all you're missing is Tvila, then she's considered like a Tahora, and there's no possibility of Tliya. In other words, the Viyada Litbol, the fact that all she has to do is jump into the mikvah and be Matara herself, that itself makes her into a Tahora, as far as Didei Tliya is concerned. So that's an interesting svara that I don't think...
Is that the
Mishnah? It sounds awfully similar to the Mishnah. Okay. Alright, now we get to the... to the Levush. Okay. Now, who quotes the Levush? Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes the Levush in Os Yutes. He says, Mashma dafka besoch sviras, aboshovu sviras hashivanakim, afshalo tovla, Ein Tolinvo. So he wants to suggest that if we're medayik in the Lashon of the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber in Se'if Membeis has Tliya in the case of Soferes Shivas Yom. That means that the Mechaber is paskening like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that she can be tola in Sofer Shivas Yom even though there's a kilkul, because she's still a tmeya. Says Rabbi Kivega, why did the Mechaber say Sofer Shivas Yom? Why didn't he say Sofra Shivas Yom? The Nafkamina is Soferes means she's still in the midst of counting, whereas Sofra means she concluded, terminated her sphere. Mashma, Dafka, when can we be told that's only been Tov Sfirosa? Aval b'sholmu sfiras shivas nekiyu, afal gavlo tovla ein tolin po. Who does that sound like? The Mishnah Melech? Because again, what was the whole yisod of the Mishnah Melech? That once the Zayin Nekiyim passed, she's tahara, and what is a separate din of tefillah? And now through this tefillah, you're being mechadish a new tumah. He says, "V'ayin Mishnah Melech yisurei bia perek tes halach chof tes upil levush." Now keep in mind, levush was a contemporary of the Machabi, wrote his own Shulchan Aruch. So he's not impressed by the diukim that you make in the Shulchan Aruch. His only problem was he got to the printing press too late. Sasam v'pshitus, the af b'sholmu yimei sfirasa, tolimba, calls manchalo tovla. So in other words, within the framework of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that we have a din of tolim es hakilkul b'makulkul shabah, yesh lachkar, what's the din after she completed her sphere of Zayin Nekiyim, but she hasn't yet gone to the mikvah? The Mishnah Melech is of the opinion, and that's the din of Rav Kiveger in the Machaber, that in such a case even Rav Shimon Gamliel would reject the din of Tliya, because what you're doing through this Tliya is you're being Mechadish and Utuma. But the Levush assumes that there is Halach of Tliya as long as she's still Tmeya, meaning she hasn't yet gone to the mikvah, so you can be told as a Kilkul b'makulkul shavah. Now, you get the impression, again, I can't promise you this is right, that according to Rabbi Kivega's understanding, even the Levush accepted the logic of the Mishnah Melech, meaning that after the Zayin Nekiyim, Hatum is gone. But the reason for telling us the Kilkul Mekulkul was she still has a Tumah. Albeit it might be a Tumah Chadasha, but there is some Tumah there. She has to go to Mikvah. If there was no Tumah, she wouldn't have to be Tovelis. So the question is, if according to Levush, even b'sholmu yimei sfirasa tolimba calls manchalot tovla, what is the machlokas here between the Levush and the Mishnah Melech? So again, one possibility is to say that the Levush basically embraces the shita of the Mishnah Melech, and there is some sort of hafkas hatuma after the Zayin Nekiyim, and there's a new tumah chadasha, and perhaps that's the way Rabbi Kiveger understood the Levush. I don't know that that's what the Levush had in mind. I don't know if the Levush ever entertained this svara of the Mishnah Melech. You know, the Levush is a century before the Mishnah Melech, so I don't know that he was ever aware of such a wild svara. Whereas Rav Kiveger seems to put them all together. So my son-in-law, David Flegg, tells me about a placey. I think in the past we've quoted the placey more than once. That was Rav Jonas and Ivershitz. So now the yeshiva here got a hold of the placey so we could actually look it up. And the Placey quotes a fabulous and fascinating machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. What's the case? Now, when I ask you this question, you're all going to yell and scream, I know the answer, that's not even a question, but believe it or not, this question is a gigantic machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. But tell me what you would say. She counted, she's a Zovah, she counted Zayin Nekiyim, she hasn't yet been Toveles, and she saw Dam on Yom Ches, on the eighth day. I'll give you two possibilities. We'll make it into a multiple choice question. Does she have to count another Zayin Nekiyim? Or can she just be Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom and then go to Mikvah? It'd be an afkamin of 6 days. So what would you say? I hope you're on the same page as me. Intuitively, what would be your answer?
7 days.
She needs a whole new 7 days. That's what I thought. And that's what the Rambam thinks. So the Rambam holds Perek Zayin Halacha Ches. Again, I didn't bring the Rambam into Shia. The Rambam says that Re'iyah is Soser, all the Yomim Nekiyim that she counted until, and she has to start a new Zayin Nekiyim. The Rosh Paskins in Perek Dalid Sif Beis or Siman Beis, I should say, Eina Soseres. So which one of those two shittas would certainly reject the Mishnah Melech? I'm not sure if the other shittah would definitely support the Mishnah Melech, but which one is definitely antithetical to the Mishnah Melech? Again, the Mishnah Melech wants to say that there's a brand new tumah and the old tumah is gone. That's not the way the Rambam understands. The Rambam understands the old tumah is still there, and therefore, who cares if it's Yom Zion that she saw, Yom Ches, Yom Tes, etc., etc. Infinitum, she's so serious. Kol Yimei Nikir, because the old tumah was never removed. The only way, perhaps, that we can understand the Rosh, that the Rosh says that she becomes a Shoveres Yom Keneged Yom on Yom Ches, if she had a Riyah on Yom Ches, if we assume the old Tumah is completely gone, like the Mishnah Melech would say, and there's a brand new Tumah. If there's a brand new Tumah, well, if the old Tumah is gone, why not call her a Zavah Ketana Shoveres Yom Keneged Yom? So I'll read to you his language. He writes, Lo Rambam ain makom lichidusha shel Mishnah Melech, because again the Rambam is assuming that we're still, how should I say, anchored in the old familiar tumah of the Zayin Nikir, and therefore she still says, Aval lo Rosh kevon shereiya zu lo soseres. The Rosh is of the opinion that this Riyah is not soseres. Is yesh lanu lomar shehi Riyah chadasha v'tumah chadasha v'tumah yishanon eino. No, it was Afkar of the old Tumah, the way the Mishnah Melech says. And therefore, Adayin Tehei Kishomeres Yom Kineged Yom. Again, you have to add another proviso here, that she's within the Yud Aleph Yom. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Because otherwise, if she's not in that Yud Aleph, then she's a Nida. She has to count full Zayin, so the whole discussion is irrelevant. But if she, let's say, her Ziva started on the first day of the Yud Aleph Yom, now she's in the eighth day of a Yud Aleph Yom, then the Rosh makes sense that she could be a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom on Yom Ches. Why shouldn't it be so to the old Tumah? The answer is the old Tumah is gone. And that's the Mishnah Melech. So where was I? So here we have the Mevadosh. Yeah. Oh. So if this be the case, Rabbosai, now we're coming towards the end, then we could perhaps understand that the machlokas here between the Levush and the Mishnah Melech as to whether or not this Tliya on the Sho'eles, if she's at the end of Zayin Nikim, but she hasn't yet gone to Mikvah, that would depend upon the Mishnah Melech, really on this Rosh and Rambam. Meaning, if we view that the old Tumah is gone, then you can't apply Tliya and create a new Tumah. But if you're going to say that the old Tumah still exists, it persists the way the Rambam understood it, then the Levush makes sense, that even if she hasn't gone to Mikvah, but she's past the Zayin Yomim, nevertheless the old Tumah is still there, and you're not being Mechadish a new Tumah by activating the Din of Tumah, of Tliya, excuse me. Now, we have a different Rebbe Kivager. This Rebbe Kivager is here on the Shulchan Aruch, and he quotes the Mishnah Melech and the Levush, and the question of after Zion, is this Tliya? There's a Rebbe Kivager in Tshuvas. This is Simon Samach Gimel. Where do we find this? How do we get to this Tshuva? From the Pisrei Tshuva, which is published on the page. And the Pisrei Tshuva here is Sifkat Mem Gimel. Maisa be'isha nesua tahora, sheshakva b'mita achas im isha pnuya. So you have a woman who never went to mikveh in her life. You know, she may be 18 years old, she never went to mikveh. You have a woman who's a married woman, and she's tahora. And now they find a kesem on the bed. Nimsa kesem b'sadin. So Rabbi Kivager says the following: Kevan shapnuya tmeya, sherei pnuya ena toveles. Which, by the way, is that's the Midian Klali. So again, I don't know. Today, all sorts of crazy things are going on. But back in the day, you know, hopefully today as well, you know, no pnuya goes to the mikvah. That's what the mikvah lady, you know, asks for a little petek that she's about to get married. You know, she has to bring that signed petek from the Rabbanut. So therefore, says Rabbi Kiveger, is Hanesua Tola Bapnuya Vihi Hanesua Tahora. Again, now what's going on here? The Tliya here is in a Pnuya because by definition she's Tmeh. That's by definition, she never goes to Mikvah. Or she has never gone to Mikvah, I would say, right? So that part of Rabbi Kiveger makes sense. But then he goes on and he says the following. Lo mi boy lidas halavush ela filu lidas hamishna lemelech. Gamken. He wants to suggest that there's a possibility of tliya here, even according to the Mishnah. Now, l'chora, the Mishnah is going to be a problem here because, you know, this woman who's not married has seen X number of times, you know, since she started getting her nidus. But now we find a kesem on the sadin. Now you're telling me that she had her ear now. All the older ears are removed by Zayin Nikiyim. In other words, look, again, you know, biologically, let's assume that, you know, she's had Zayin Nikiyim for many, 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 many times. Every time she became a Nida, she also had Zayin Nikiyim afterwards.
Even without Hefzik? Without
Hefzik? Okay, guys, you're ahead of me. Very good. I'm glad. This is exciting. when I know that you're with me, you know what I'm saying? So again, I just want to say it, you know, the way Rabbi Kiveger says it, and then we'll try to sink our teeth into it. It says Rabbi Kiveger, look, or you might argue that according to the Mishnah of Melech, in this case, there is no Tliya in the Pnuya. Why? Because you're being Mechadish a brand new Tumah. Says Rabbi Kiveger, Afil Ladas on Mishnah of Melech. He says the following, again, this is the language of Rabbi Kiveger. Im Pnuya Zu, Lo rasa harbe zman. That's the last time she had her period was a month ago or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. He says mikomakom tolinba, even according to the Mishnah of Melech. So imagine she hasn't seen Dan for weeks, and yet what? And yet we could be the nesua could be tolin the pnuya, even according to the Mishnah of Melech. But the Mishnah says, there's no din of Tliya to be Machadish and new Toma when she passes all these Zayin Nikiyim. Says Rabbi Kiveger, Dafka be'isha she'safra mamish, Az svir leila Mishnah melti ein tolin ba. Dekevan she'kima din sfurim, she implemented the halacha of the safra law. Rak tmeya mitzad shelo tavla. Now this new status that she's in. Avol pnuyos bizmanenu. She'ein v'daiton litbol. They're not anticipating tefila. Im kain gam ein on sofros. They don't count zayin nikiyim. V'afal gavda lo rosas man rav. It's been weeks since she saw her dam. Harehi zava. This is fascinating, Rav Osai. What we're saying here is that the Mishnah Lamelech is based not on the fact that seven clean days have passed. You know, describe that in your diary. No. It's based on the Kiyum of Sfiras Zayin Nikiyim. That's the Chiddush of Kiveg. When does her original Tumah removed? You see, because I think, again, this is Berzon, I don't want to blame the Rebbe Kiveger for this, but I think what Rebbe Kiveger is bothered by is, how does the tumor, you know, dissipate? You know, all of a sudden the tumor goes up to heaven? What happened over here? So, okay, you can accept the Mishnah Melech that she, that you know, tefillah, it's not necessarily to remove our tefillah, it's not to remove our status as the tefillah, it's not necessary to have the tefillah. That I can accept, okay? But, so what did remove her status as a tefillah? There's got to be some halachic mechanism. Are you following me? Mm-hmm. You can't just say that 7 days passed. Poof. Magically, you know, the tumah is gone, right? You're punctuating my shiur with those. That was a perfect punctuation. So comes along with Kiveg, and what does he say? Nay, it's not just that 7 days passed and the tumah dissipates and it's matumah enena. There's a halacha of sphere zayin nekiyum. In a sphere zayin nekiyum as a kiyum is a mafkiy of tuma. In other words, it comes out that according to the Mishnah Melech, and this we can accept, there are two factors that effectuate tara in a case of tuma. One is the sphere zayin nekiyum, and the other is tvila. That's fine. I would have said that until both factors can be checked off, both variables came into, you know, into existence, she's still in the state of Torah. You need two things. It's a Zem Zeh Gorem, it's what you call Shnei Matirim, and without one without the other is not going to do. Okay, comes along the Mishnah Melech with a radical Chiddush, and he says, no, all I need is one Matir, but I need one Matir, or one Metaher. I don't need the second one. So what's going to remove the tumah? The first matar. What's the first of the two matarim? The sphere is Zayin Nekiyum. Says Rabbi Kivager, in this case, even the Mishnah Melech would grant you, and again, keep in mind, this is very important for Rabbi Kivager, because Rabbi Kivager insists that if you read the Mechaber carefully, he passes like the Mishnah Melech, which means that after the sphere is Zayin Nekiyum, there is no Tliya. So this woman who's married and wants to remain Tahora Labayla, and she finds Dam on the Sadin, she desperately wants to find a Tliya. So what's going to be a Tliya? It's a Kesemamish. And let's say it's a Yosef Ikigritz. You know, and she didn't go through a Shuk Shel Tabachim, and she doesn't have a Makkah. I mean, there's nothing. So we're desperate. The answer is somebody else slept in the bed. Yeah, but that someone else in the bed had already Zayin Nekiyum. She hasn't seen Dam in months, in weeks. The answer is, but she wasn't so ferris. Counselor Rabbi Kivager and says, when does the Mishnah Melech say that the tumah is parka and therefore there's no possibility of tliya? That's because there was a process that effectuated tahara in the radical chiddush reference of the Mishnah, namely Zayin Nekiyum. But if it was never Zayin Nekiyum, then she'd be tola. So this would be fascinating, by the way. What would be, Rabosai, in the case of a married woman whose husband is out there in, you know, in Medina Sayyam, and he took leave for a 6 month leave, whatever it is, from a house, and she doesn't bother counting Zayin Nekiyum. She could be a vehicle for Tliya for another woman. Why? Because even though the Mishnah Melech is telling us that after Zayin Nekiyum, her original tomb is parka, but in this case she never was counting Zayin Nekiyum. What I'm trying to point out is I don't think Rabbi Kivager is exerus akosav in Pnuya. You know, because she's a Pnuya, now there's no Zayin Nekiyum. Any woman who didn't count Zayin Nekiyum is left in the old state of tumah, therefore tliya is possible. Oh. And now we want to complete it by mentioning the Nesivus in Chavas Das. So if you could make a note of this, because I hope that next week we'll go through the Nesivus in Chavas Das inside. So it's Sifkat Nun Dalid. Okay. So please look that up, or at least remind me to look it up. And we want to look at the Sidrei Tara, which is Sifkat and Ayin Ches. So if you can make a note of those two. So what does it say in the Chavas Das? He wants to say that you can't be Tola on a Pnuya against Rabbi Kivager. I'm not sure right now. Please remind me. I don't know. I just blanked out. Who was first, Rabbi Kivager or the Nesivus? I don't remember. They were in the same generation. I just don't know who was older. I don't know. In any event, the Chavas Das writes that we cannot be tola on a Pnuya. And I have tremendous pleasure from this. Not because I like to be machmir, but just the longness of it. I have a tremendous hanor from this Chavas Das. Can anybody guess why, according to Chavas Das, we cannot be tola in a Pnuya?
Because you can't.
Says the Chavas Das, because she has a Mayan sos. Fascinating. He says, forget about the Mishnah now. Forget about Tara and Tumah and all that stuff. And did she count Zayin Nekiyum? Should he not count Zayin Nekiyum? It's irrelevant. It's a biological issue, so to speak. Since she hasn't seen in such a long time, in Kain I Efsha Litlos Bepnuya de Mayana Sosum. In other words, this Chavas Das is what I wanted to say in the Shulchan Aruch, that we can introduce the Ramban's understanding of Asugya, that the only reason why Rebbe accepts Tliya when he does accept Tliya, like for example Yom Rishon, is only because of Mayan Pasua. He basically fundamentally rejects the din of Tliya. All he accepts is the din of Mayan Pasua. Is that's why Rav Chisda had said that Rebbe would reject Tliya in the case of Shnei Shvilin, because in Shnei Shvilin you don't have anything parallel to Mayan Pasua. No, in the case of a Pnuya, even though she's as Tmeya as you can get, right, she's Tmeya to the fifth power, but nevertheless she's not Mayan Pasua. And therefore, according to Chavas Das, Afal Gav de Isha, now he's talking even about a married woman, Lo Sofer, if she didn't count Zayin Nikiyim, Im Avru Zayin Yomim, if 7 days have passed since the last time she saw Dam Ein Tolim Bo, the Nistam Mayana, she's considered Mayan Sosum, even though what? She didn't count Zayin Nikiyim. That's the Havastas. Okay, so we'll stop here because I see it's getting late and we'll have to have mincha. And B'li Neder, we'll finish this up not Wednesday, because again, as I said, Wednesday at 12:15, I want to give a special shiur for the guests, if you don't mind. I mean, it's
in
good.
English.
In English. Yeah. But I mean, it's going to be for the 3 weeks, I hope, in Mirza Shem. And then we'll finish this up with Neder on Yom Sheni, a week from today. Now, Yom Sheni is what? Is Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh. So officially, you know, the Zman goes till Tisha B'Av, I think.
Oh, okay.
Okay then? So we can negotiate that. I don't know if you want to continue, you know. No, we usually take a 3 week break, you know, until Rosh Chodesh El. But, and then we're going to certainly start learning Shabbos. But we don't have to take the official vacation if the tzibur is still here after Tisha. A lot of people go away after Tisha. Now, I'm not telling you to go away. But let me know, you know, I don't want to come in here
alone,
you know.
But he wasn't the Chabastah saying, what if she wasn't, she was, what if she was an Eish HaSish?
This is the shaila that he's asking. The Rambam Rosh, and he brings on Chavos Das.
Oh, great!
Mayan Pasua. You know, there has to be a Mayan.
Great, the crazy place. Excellent.
So, what if she was an Eishes? She didn't do any counting.
She wasn't counting. Right. Her husband is out there wherever. Yeah, she's not counting. Comes along the Chavos Das and says, it doesn't matter. 7 days have passed since she saw. She's got a Mayan sauce. The only way we can be Tola is with a Mayan Pasua. In other words, he's understanding that we pass like Rebbe, and Rebbe objects to what? To Tliya in the case of Yom Sheni Shalom. Why? Because of Yom Sheni Shalom, she's converted into Mayan Sosim. Right. And therefore, Rav Chisda says that even in Shnei Shvilin, Rebbe's going to reject Tliya.
Yeah, but according to Chavos Das, she didn't do any counting, and then her husband comes home. She just has to be She doesn't have to be so ferrous.
You know, when she, let's say her husband's coming back on such a day, so 7 days before that, she'll go through the whole process.
No, she didn't know that. He comes back on day, it surprises her.
Then she doesn't know. She needs at least one day, if I remember. I don't remember. How do we pass him?
You know, you say one day and then you have 7 days to go past that.
Yeah, you need a hefsek tara plus one day.
Yeah, but you can't do it backwards.
No, she's Asura Labaila. I mean,
yeah, so what is
maybe
it,
take her out so to take her out to the, you know, to be taught and fed.
But I'm
talking about a case of, you know, of an Ashishish who didn't count Zion Nikim for whatever reason, you know, and she doesn't have to be an Ashishish. You could talk about a Pnuya. Let's talk about a Pnuya. What does Rabbi Kivega say? Rabbi Kivega says in the case of Pnuya could be Tola. Why? Because she still has the old tumah. Comes along the Chavos Das says no, you can't be Tola because she's a Mayan Sasu. Two different halachos. This, by the way, for Derech HaLimud on at that hour, what used to be 9 o'clock, now it's 10 o'clock or 9:45. This would be a perfect example of Mitzius versus Did. What do I mean? In Rabbi Kivayi's frame of reference, the way he understands Halach, you need a dini, you know, you need a legal process to remove her status of Tumah, and then you could apply Tliya. But if there's no legal process, even though you know that she's not sinning, it's irrelevant. There was no legal process, she's still the old Tumah, and then we could say Tolin is a kilkul mukulkul. Comes along the Chavastai, says, no, it's not Tolin din, I don't need a halachic process. It's all dependent on and what will determine the halach of Tliya or Mitzias. If the Mitzias, she stops seeing down, I don't care if halachically nothing has changed. Again, nothing has changed halachically, except for Tliya. Why? Because Tliya depends upon the Mitzias. Does she have a Maya Pasuva or a Maya Tzos?
So why is the crazy place you bring down, you see here, it says, in the Shem Chavastai, he says,
I didn't see the crazy place.
So, if you look at the paragraph, it begins with Shulchan Aruch, left hand side. Shulchan Aruch Mabor. He brings down the second line. But I am the Gilyon B'Shem Chavos Das. The Dak Shiodim Shemayim.
So Yechiel, do me a favor. Let me look it over in the next few minutes. I'll tell you why. Because I have to